let's begin. Let's start by making yourself nice and comfortable in that bed. Because you'll want to feel very comfortable while you just listen and let your mind drift off to a place where you like to daydream and later nightdream. A nice happy place where you can feel very, very comfortable. Comfortable within yourself. Comfortable about everything about yourself in every way. Is that place somewhere you know? Somewhere you've been? Or somewhere you've been just happy and calm inside yourself? And it's good to feel drowsy and comfortable as you settle down while you daydream. Because we all like to dream. We all like to feel safe and feel comfy and even a little bit sleepy. And I wonder where you'll first begin to feel that gentle, warm, comfortable, sleepy feeling spreading around your body. Is it in your feet? Your toes? Or is it in your hands or your fingers? Is it in your lower legs or your upper legs? Wherever it is, you can just enjoy those feelings of comfort right now. Feeling even comfy enough to imagine that you're in a hammock. Imagine your body swinging gently backwards and forwards, just melting into relaxation. Backwards and forwards. Backwards and forwards. That's right. Just melting into relaxation. And you know what a hammock is like. It's made of rope with very strong netting. So that as you swing, you know you're very safe. Extremely safe. The body swinging gently backwards and forwards, just melting into relaxation. Backwards and forwards. Backwards and forwards. And that's right. And as you swing, any old tight, unwanted feelings just drift away and out through the holes in the netting of the hammock. Your body is getting more and more comfortable, more and more relaxed, calm. Any old worries, you can just breathe them away, as they too just disappear through the holes in the hammock. You can feel completely calm, completely comfortable. And that's right. Just breathe them away right now. Now, have you ever looked at a newborn baby? A tiny little thing who hasn't learned to be good at maths or good at sports or drawing. They aren't really very good at anything at all yet. But their mum and dad still love them with all their hearts. They just look at them and love them because they are their own little son or daughter. They have their own little personalities, which is different from everybody else's. A little person you can love just because they are themselves. They're just good at being themselves. As you are good at being yourself. You've grown a little bit older, of course. A lot older, really. And naturally you've learned to be good at a lot of things. And of course, they're proud of you for all the things you're good at. And yet, most of all, your mum and dad love you because you are yourself. Of course, they think you're great because you can do this and you can do that. But most of all, they love you because you are you. A very special person. Indeed. Now I wonder if you can allow yourself to drift off in your imagination to a beach where it's sunny and warm. And if you really think about it, you can feel that sun on your skin and notice the feeling of your feet on the sand. And maybe as you look out to sea, you can just hear the lapping of the water as it comes in and up the shore, then gently flows out again. The white bubbles of surf disappear each time when they flow back out again. From time to time, perhaps you're feeling the cool water covering your toes. The blue sky is making the sea such a wonderful colour. And as you look up the beach, have you noticed those people building sandcastles not far from the water's edge? Can you hear one of the boys asking, "Why are you building those castles so near the water? Can't you see the water is going to wash them away?" "But that's the whole idea," one of them says. "Don't you know about worry castles? You have to choose a spot when the tide's coming in, far enough away to build your worry castle, but near enough for you to know that quite soon the waves will come in and smash the castles down while you watch. The water crumbles them away. The waves will keep coming in and out, and all your worries are just soggy grains of sand that just get washed away. You know it will happen, so you have to be very sure that you want to let those anxiety feelings go, because the sea will take them away. Now listen, they're all cheering. Someone's worry castle is completely smashed away by a wave. A child is running happily off the beach. They're picking something up. I can't quite see what it is. They look very interested though, and they're putting it to their ear. So maybe this will be a good place for you to let all those old, scary, anxious feelings go. Why not walk up to that beach and find the right spot for you to build your castle? You make it simple or a grand one, it really doesn't matter. You simply need to be sure that as you build it, you dig out all those unwanted, jittery, fluttery, sick, anxious feelings inside of you, all those wanted thoughts, and you build them into your castle. That's right. Pat them down firmly and notice how you feel better inside, lighter inside, now you've got them out of you and into the sand. Some people even write old thoughts that used to worry them in the sand too. Maybe you could do that. You could find an old stick somewhere that you can use. And when you've got all those old thoughts and feelings right out of you, you can stand back and wait for the waves to come and wash them away. Maybe they'll do it with lots of little waves gently crumbling away. Or perhaps there'll be one of those spectacular ones that comes crashing in. I don't know when it will happen, but you can certainly enjoy watching all those worries disappearing into the sea. When all those feelings have gone, when those old feelings are just memories, you can start to relax. Because then it'll be time to walk up to the top of the beach, following the footsteps of the other children. What are they looking at? What are they looking for? Ah, they're picking up shells and putting them to their ears. One of the children explaining something to the others. Listen, some of these are very, very old shells. They have the wisdom of years and years and years inside them. And when you need some help or some really good advice on how to cope better with things in life, they give you the answer. You understand immediately what they say. And sometimes it's your inner mind that understands and puts your solutions in place. And as you sleep tonight, so in the morning, you automatically know what to do. You automatically know how to think and how to feel in a more calm, relaxed and confident way, more confident than ever before. So why don't you look for the right shell? Search that beach for the shell that's right for you. And when you find it, pick it up, hold it to your ear, and listen hard for what what it has to tell you. Your inner mind is listening too. It's understanding everything. It's taking it all inside. All the very wise words that will help you take things completely in your stride from now on. And when you're ready, you can take that shell with you if you like. You can listen again whenever you need to. Have you ever seen that little rock pool over there where the water is crystal clear? Walk over and have a look into the water. Look at your reflection. Now you can see clearly. You can see clearly the changes within you. Clearly from your inner mind. Your inner mind was listening, and very hard, because look at you. You're so cool, calm, confident and positive. Look at how you're now standing. You're so straight and tall. Your body is so relaxed, easy and comfortable. And notice that big smile on your face. And let the other people know too how happy and confident you are. Fantastic. You've done so well. Perhaps now you know how to do this as well. And as well as going back to that beach in your mind and doing it for yourself if you ever want to, one of those helpful children who shows other people how they can get rid of their worries if ever they need to. And now, I think it's time to come back from the beach and to find out how much easier it is to live your life feeling strong, relaxed, feeling happy, able to cope calmly and confidently with all the situations you face in daily life. Happier.